Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I'm back again with another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Lisa Z, who is the owner at 90 Degrees Latitude, located out in the Bay Area. And without further ado, let's bring her out. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
Awesome. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Well, 90 Degrees Latitude is centered around clairvoyant readings and healings. I offer one-on-one group sessions and events. So essentially, I'm doing psychic readings. So what is that? I specialize in clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. I get information visually. So there's a lot of modalities under the umbrella of psychic, and that's my strength. Really, most people are looking to get answers, and I don't predict the future, so I'm not the person to come to if you want future predictions. I rather work on the present time. There's a lot of whys things are happening, patterning, why certain relationships are a certain way. I look at removing obstacles from your past currently, and I look past into childhood issues, past life trauma, things that you couldn't get in the therapist chair. I do get precognition, which is future probabilities, but I state it as that, future probabilities. It's really a huge responsibility to take that on. So if future stuff comes up, I mention it as that, future probability. A good example would be, it does come up, but a lot of people may be looking at their career decisions. This is really, really common, especially right now. So if I were to look at someone's past, I could see what you're in alignment with. So you may be deciding to change your career. I could see your current career on a path. I could see perhaps if you had started to research something, you've gone online, researched something, so there's already energy out there. Or I could see something that you've just been dreaming about. And I could look at the current energy around that and what you're truly in alignment with. So that's where, like, measurable change can happen. But if I could see future probabilities in respect to that, but I will mention it as that. But it's really great in helping people make decisions in current time instead of launching into the future.
Okay. And how has COVID affected your ability to connect and help others?
Oh, God, I'm really busy right now. People are really suffering. I mean, I feel like this is the time period that I've been preparing for. I mean, the only thing that's really changed right now is that I'm not taking in-person readings. Everything is remote.
But because of COVID, you notice a lot more people are coming to you for your services? Because I've always felt that, you know, there's good things and bad things within everything. And I feel that, you know, everyone highlights the negative things that COVID has brought, which has brought atrocious things. But it seems now people are more open to receiving help. It seems that spiritual healers...
I've seen tremendous growth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, right now, in my clients, I'm seeing tremendous growth. The difference I'm seeing right now is that normally I would not read the same person within 30 days. I really don't wish to have people rely on me, which is interesting because a business model, you want people relying on you, right? I don't. I hope to usher them off to places where they can help themselves. But I've taken a pass right now on that rule I have and intuit whether a person really should talk to me in another month. And I have standing appointments with certain clients month after month to help them get through this process right now. Because people are changing in ways they never thought they would. And I feel really blessed that I have the ability to hold someone's hand through this process.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah. And what do you notice a lot more people coming to you for?
Fear. A lot of fear. A lot of issues with children. You know, a lot of people are having problems with their children, particularly here in California, because they've been sheltered in place so much that they haven't been in person in school. and they're finding that their kids are really distracted and unable to focus on their schoolwork. And essentially, this has effect on the whole family. And then loss of businesses, direction. I mean, it's the whole thing. It's all of it. Mm.
And I guess, where do you see yourself in the future regarding everything going on?
This is the place where someone might say, you should know, right? You're a psychic. but that's not always so. You know, I'm developing right now. I'm a co-founder of another company called Pivot Workshops. And my business partner and I, prior to COVID, were teaching in-person workshops to help people find the contentment that we found within through meditation practice and other tools that we teach that you didn't learn in school. I don't know where it's going. We're creating online content right now, but both she and I know that's where we need to be right now. She's a collegiate educator of 20 years, and I've been in the corporate arena as a photographer for 20 years as well, dealing with clients from A to Z, from rock stars to the family dog. So we both have communication skills with all types of people. So together, we're a really strong team. Mm.
And unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time here, but how can my audience get in touch with you and the services that you provide?
Sure. They can visit my website at 90degreeslatitude.com. And there you can find information and learn more about me and what I do. And there's also a link to Pivot Workshops on there as well, and a link to YouTube. And you can book online there as well. And I have a offer right now called Gift Clarity, which is $77 off a one-hour reading. And I have to tell you that within that 1 hour, you will make profound shifts in your life.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on and having this conversation with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And for everyone else, do stick around. We will be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.